Bye-bye.
Hello and a resoundingly joyous welcome to this special Easter edition of Encore. I'm David Vaughan.
And I'm Patricia Goodson.
Vesele Velikonoce, Patricia.
And happy Easter to you too, David.
And have you had some Velikonoční nádivka yet?
I wish I could say I had, but it's one of my absolute favorite foods, but we haven't made any this year because we don't have any nettles in the garden yet.
And I should explain that nádivka, which literally would translate as stuffing, is a traditional Czech Easter food. It's a mixture of smoked meat, pork, veal, eggs, fat, bread, and, for good health, fresh nettle leaves.
And it is delicious. It doesn't sound healthy by today's standards, but it's meant to be healthy. Nettles are, after all, part of the traditional Czech spring kura, or cure, and it's meant to cleanse the body of winter's icky dross.
But make sure you don't get stung. But we're not here to talk just about food today, are we? We're going to be talking about music.
This is a music show. And we were listening just now to the joyful noise of bells from a village called Unhošť, just outside of Prague. And as I understand it, Czech villages and towns are still in the process of replacing bells, which were melted down by the Nazis during the Second World War.
Which, of course, is something that in over history has happened again and again, a way of getting bronze on the cheap.
Yes, and the bells you heard were made by a family of bell founders, the Manošek family, based in Zbraslav, which is part of Prague. And there are at least two other Czech bell foundries. Let's listen to some more bells created by the Manošek family, this time from the town of Mělník, which is north of Prague.
The bells of Mělník ringing in Easter Sunday, a time of great joy, of course, in the Christian calendar. And what about some Easter music? In fact, there isn't that much of it in the Czech Republic, is there? Why is that?
Well, it's there's not that much anywhere compared to what there is for Christmas. And I think it's because of the Lenten holiday. Or it's not a holiday, the Lenten period preceding Easter, which is 40 days meant to be devoted to fasting and denial. So you can't have lively, joyful, cheerful music. It's really a sort of damped down time.
But you do have some music for us, don't you?
Yes, we have a couple of oratorios, both written for Good Friday, which is the Friday preceding Easter Sunday.
And Patricia, if you could explain to us what exactly an oratorio is.
An oratorio is an extended composition on a sacred text, usually with dramatic elements, written for chorus, orchestra, and soloists, generally. The Messiah by Handel is an oratorio, and in fact, it's meant to be performed at Easter, but of course we have the custom of performing it at Christmas. And not all oratorios use the chorus as much as Handel did. Indeed, one of ours today consists largely of recitative and arias, which follows the Italian Baroque model.
And the sacred text, is that taken from the church liturgy?
Well, it can be, but very often, as in our examples today, the text is poetic, based on scripture maybe, but including extra characters for dramatic reasons. For example, Jan Dismas Zelenka's The Bronze Serpent, which we'll hear today, is the story of Moses in the desert raising a bronze serpent to redeem sinners who had turned away from God. To fill out the plot, so to speak, the librettist added some characters called Egla, Namuel, and Azariah.
Wonderful names.
Really, I don't know where he got them, but I like them. And they serve as the voices of ordinary Israelites. So let's listen now to some of an aria by Namuel.
Thank you.
part of an aria from the Good Friday oratorio Il Serpente di Bronzo, or The Bronze Serpent by the Bohemian composer Jan Dismas Zelenka. Now, this is in Italian. Why is that?
Well, it was simply the fashion. Italian opera was all the rage then, and oratorios tend to be written in the prevailing operatic style of a given period. Zelenka spent his entire career, by the way, in the Saxon court at Dresden. And to get back to your question, the court poet in Dresden at the time was Italian, and he did the libretto, of course. Anyway, Zelenka was born in 1679, which is a few years before Bach, just to orient you. And he was born in the Czech lands and went to school in Prague. And at the age of 30, he accepted a post in Dresden and stayed there the rest of his life, dying in 1745, which is a few years before Bach.
So that's some biographical data. Let's hear a bit more music.
By all means, here is the closing chorus. That was the final chorus from Jan Dismas Zelenka's Easter oratorio, The Bronze Serpent, as performed by the Ensemble Inegal, led by Adam Victoria.
And this is a new CD on the Nibiru label. We've had some strange names today. That's Nibiru, N-I-B-U-R-U. Let's turn now to another Easter oratorio. This one is also intended for Good Friday and by another Czech composer, František Xaver Brixi.
This is his oratorio, Judas Iscariot, which tells the story of Judas, the betrayer of Christ, and his suicide after the crucifixion. And it is rather grim at times. This is a less ambitious work than the Zelenka. It's a series of recitatives and arias for soloists, framed by an orchestral introduction and a choral finale.
And interestingly, Judas here is confronted by three allegorical characters. There's Justice, sung by a bass, Death, alto, and Hope, soprano.
And somewhat like Mozart's Don Giovanni, where the role of the stern commendatore is sung by a bass, here the Justice, the bass, sounds implacable and certainly not to be questioned. But this is probably only my imagination. He also sounds to me, at least as it goes along, fair-minded and just. So let's have a listen and you can see what you think.
Thank you.
an excerpt from František Xaver Brix's oratorio Judas Iscariot, performed by the bass Miroslav Podskalski on a new CD featuring the Musica Bohemica Ensemble, led by Jaroslav Krček, who we have had in the studio here in the past. This is on the Supraphon label. And Patricia, can you tell us a little bit more about Brixi?
Yes, he was born in 1732, so a couple of generations after Zelenka, and was quite prominent at the time. He was the organist and choir master at St. Vitus Cathedral in Prague, which is a beautiful one up on the hill, and that was a very important position. And this piece, which is also based on the Italian model, was probably written in about 1760.
So let's hear a bit more. And how about the voice of Hope, the soprano?
Sure. Here's part of her aria, sung by Ludmila Vernerova. That was soprano Ludmila Vernerova as, well, the voice of hope in František Xaver Brixi's Good Friday oratorio, Judas Iscariot.
And that brings us to the end of the program just about. I hope you've enjoyed our special encore Easter program. If you'd like to contact us, of course you can, at Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or you can send us an email to english@radio.cz.
And we'll close now with part of the final chorus of Judas Iscariot, But for now, from me, Patricia Goodson.
And from me, David Vaughan.
A most happy Easter holiday.
Happy Easter. Goodbye.
Goodbye.